Howdy, cowpoke. It's me, SpongeBob. Yeehaw! Why are you poking the cows? You poking them, poke, poke. I hope they don't mind. Anyway, here's an advert.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeehaw, buddy. Yeah, I think that's it. We'll ride on into the sunset. Bye.
Microbytes, a We Fix Space Junk miniseries. Episode 3, Couture or Not Couture.
To all you Trappists out there, and welcome to my latest vlog. I know it's been a while, but things have been really busy here in Trap Central.
Trap Central!
So, some of the things that have happened this week. Well, I had dinner out this week in a Key D, the hottest new joint. Their pastai gig is absolutely to die for. After that, Fabi took me ring shopping. And I know what you're all thinking, but we still haven't picked out a stone. I'm stuck between Opalize, Diamondine, and Quantajet at the moment. The intra-black nature of Quantajet does appeal to my darker side. But the sparkles on the Opalize Diamondine are really something spectacular. Oh, and then we did a little charity work for Daddy's charity, No Child Left Unprotected. It supplies strong helmets and new tools to all those cute little kids working in our mines. Safety first!
Oh, Samantha, light of my life. We need to get going.
I just need 10 more minutes. Right, up next we have a new product. It's from Trap Court Beauty, of course. All Trap Court Beauty products are made from the byproducts of mining, so you know they're environmentally friendly.
Recycling!
It's a new moisturising and exfoliating slurry, a 2-in-1. Now, I know what you're thinking. A moisturiser and an exfoliator in one package? How could that be? Well, the new Beauty Grit Cream is perfect for anyone looking to moisturise and exfoliate rough or sensitive skin. I personally have found it a little bit itchy, but my skin is super, super sensitive, so it probably won't affect anyone else.
Disclaimer!
Don't forget to patch test any new products before you use them. Okay, and now it's time for my favourite part of the show. I'm constantly get asked how I'm always so ahead of the curve and how you can be too. It's time for couture or not couture.
Couture or not couture.
Satin sacking. Couture. Artisanal flip-flops. Oh, not couture. Maxi socks. Ooh, couture. Collarless shirts. Not couture. Sleeveless shirts. Not couture. Chestless shirts. Couture. Faceless watches. Not couture. Dungarees, not couture. Dungarees, haute couture. Antique spandex, so couture. Cupless bras, bare couture. Transparent sunglasses, not couture. Turtlenecks, not couture. Turtles' necks, couture. Glamour clavers, not couture. Waist paper shins, couture. Fishnet shoes, not couture. Fish skin gloves, not couture. Reconstituted yak fur boots. Oh, so couture. Ugh, moth leather chaps, not couture. Fashion tash, so couture. Lady beards, I think they're pretty damn couture.
10 out of 10 coutures.
Oh, anyway, I have a date with Fabi now, so I should go. Mwah, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
We're going to be late.
I'm coming! Anyway, thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe. I've been Samantha Trapp, you've been the Trappist, and until next time, stay couture.
In the third episode of Microbytes, a We Fix Space Junk miniseries, Samantha was played by Rebecca Evans, Fabio was played by Chris Montague, and our language consultant was Nerys Howell. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Headley Knights for Battlebird Productions. We want to thank our patrons for making this mini-season possible with their support. This episode is dedicated to Catty. Visit battlebird.productions to support the show or buy merch from our store. In next week's Microbyte, we catch up with Flora and Daphne, star-crossed lovers torn apart, then reunited by giant killer robots. How are they doing since the uprising? Find out next week.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It's the last days of summer. 1920. Do you know where your children are? They should be playing outside.
Come on, Chelsea.
Mima says we're not allowed to go to this house. We're not even supposed to be on this side of town.
Doing their chores.
Why aren't these chicken coops clean?
Please, Father. I'll be good. Oh, God!
Obeying their parents.
You look me right in the eyes and tell me you didn't steal this bike.
Ma, no. I've been helping Mr. Diamond, all right?
Lord, don't tell me my son is working at a speakeasy.
Exploring their feelings.
Let's go over to the apple tree.
Gosh, okay.
But unfortunately for these young fools, the neighborhood bully has other plans.
Tonight, you are going to meet me out in front of the old Barnaker house.
Howling house? Why?
Now, a Boy Scout, a tag-along, a doormat, and a delinquent will dare to spend the night in the most haunted estate in Arkham. Will they survive to see the sunrise, or will they succumb to the hunger of Howling House?
You're going to die tonight.
What is that thing?
Is this the witch's library?
I'm gonna kill you!
Not tonight!
Roger, make him stop!
No! You watch!
Run away, little ones.
I'm so hungry.
Listen to the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program's award-winning season, Night at Howling House. The complete story, available everywhere you listen to podcasts, and at CthulhuMystery.com.
All the outs and free. All the outs and free.